I got this plant for my birthday in March 2022 from my dad and my stepmom. I went to their house for my birthday. My sister and my half brother and my half sister were all there too. We had a cooked breakfast together and played some board games, and it was really lovely. They gave me the plant because I was about to move into a different share house, and it was one that was supposed to be kind of hard to kill and pretty easy to look after. But it's kind of big, and I couldn't fit it into my car, and so we decided I'd grab it another time. But I wasn't estranged from them at this point, but things were already pretty tense and strange, and I really didn't feel comfortable going to their house in general, or really any time after that day. But they weren't inviting me to their house because I guess they thought that it was a family home and I should be welcome there anytime. But whatever they were thinking, I didn't go pick up my plant because it felt very awkward and stressful. So my dad's birthday's in July, and everyone's schedules didn't line up because there's six of us, and so I saw him individually for his birthday. Then my stepmom's birthday is in August, and some people just had COVID, and so she told us she wasn't going to have anything for her birthday because she didn't feel like celebrating this year. And then my half sister's birthday is the 1st of September. And a few days beforehand, my dad called me up and asked me to meet him because he wasn't going to allow me to see my half siblings or to be involved in my half sister's birthday because of a lot of complex misunderstandings that all boiled down to mental health and the anxiety and depression of different members of my family and a lack of meaningful communication and a lack of considering what everyone needed. So I didn't see my half sister for her birthday. And that was the 1st of September. And then the 23rd of September that year was my sister's 21st birthday, which she was hosting at my dad's house, which I now wasn't allowed to go to, and where my plant still was. So it was all quite stressful and awkward, but eventually my dad and I worked out that I could go, but I was only allowed in the garden, and I was a guest at the event like any guest, not like as a family member, going anywhere in the house. And if I did anything rude or disrespectful, I'd be asked to leave like any guest would be. And I also had to run my speech by him to make sure I didn't say anything inappropriate. So I was at this 21st, and at one point, my dad asked me to come inside for a big family photo with my aunts and stuff. Then I had to try and work out how to politely have a brief conversation with my aunt so that I could go back outside where I was allowed to be. And as the night went on, more and more people left and also started going inside because it was quite cold, even though this party was happening in early October. And so eventually it was about 12:30, maybe 1 a.m., and I was trying to work out how to say bye to my sister without going inside and without telling her that I couldn't go inside, and to get my partner to be ready to leave because they were busy chatting to everyone, kind of running around. And my dad said, like, "Oh, while you're here, this is a great opportunity for you to get that plant." It's in my office. But I couldn't go and get it. Not that he said that to me. So I had to ask my sister and my partner to carry it out for me, which they were a bit confused about, but they did. And then we took some photos with it in the photo booth, which I posted on my Instagram. And the absurdity was kind of funny at the time because it became a pretty big symbol of love as a performance or as an appearance and love as an action. So then I finally had this plant, was in my share house, and I didn't really care if it lived or died or what happened to it, but I also didn't want to actively kill it. So a housemate who tried his best but was not a great housemate helped water it sometimes and helped look after it. Over the summer, it got really sticky with some kind of wax and lots of ants on it. So we moved it outside. And then one day my housemate put it out under the sun and the leaves got really burnt and it pretty much died. It was out there for a few days. So I kind of just expected that it would die and still would water it occasionally, but pretty much gave up on it. But then a new housemate moved in who is much better and excellent with plants. And she cut off the dead stem and now there's new leaves sprouting from the bottom and it's much healthier.